like I said, plan sort of was to be outside in beautiful weather. We didn't get that. But that's okay. And as we gather together on this Sunday, I did want to sort of approach this particular text. There's this great thing that you can do with babies. Babies, first of all, are one of the most fun toys God has ever given humanity, because you can do all sorts of silly, funny things with them, and they just absolutely laugh at the best stuff. And one of the things that, of course, babies like to do is play Peekaboo. Anybody who's ever entertained a baby for any length of time knows that you can get massive quantities of success out of just holding up a blanket in front of your face, and then pulling it down and going, Peekaboo! And the baby will laugh, and they'll smile, and then you hold up the blanket and do it. And, like, it's a joke that never gets old. It's, like, the best dad joke ever, because you can just tell it over and over and over and over again, and nobody ever gets tired of it. And, of course, it works for the simple reason that there's this funny psychological thing that happens as human beings develop called object permanence. Object permanence simply means that at some point in our development as human beings, we don't yet know that when we can no longer see a thing, that it still exists. That if something is out of sight, our brain says it's gone forever. And then when you can see it again, your brain goes, there it is, it's here again. I happen to think that I have a dog that's maybe not the sharpest knife in the drawer that I think has a serious severe problem with object permanence. Because every time one of us will walk out of the room and then walk back in the room, she'll bark at you like, hey, there's a stranger in the house. Oh, wait, it's you, that's right. You were there 5 seconds ago. I swear to goodness, I don't know that she even remembers that we're there once we walked out. But she's very excited to see us when we come back in. And she's like, it's you! I thought you were gone forever! I was like in the bathroom for 13 seconds. But babies in particular will do object permanence. And so you can do the whole peekaboo thing indefinitely. It's a lot of fun with them. And when they don't see your face, they basically forget you're there. You pull the blanket down and they're like, hey, you're there! That's a perfectly normal developmental stage for infants and apparently very small Yorkshire Terriers. However, it becomes an issue when we as adults have a problem with spiritual object permanence. So what do I mean by spiritual object permanence? When James is talking to his particular audience in the book that he wrote about a lot of things that have to do with facing up to and dealing with trials. The audience that James is writing to is clearly going through a very difficult time. They have been tried to their absolute level. They have been tempted. They have been oppressed. They have been made to be miserable in so many different fashions. And James, over and over and over again, is trying to tell them about spiritual object permanence. What is spiritual object permanence? That is, like I said, something that I hope that we can easily deal with being outdoors. Because it's very simple that if you look up and you see the sun in the sky, something we could not do today, but if you look up and see the sun in the sky, you could feel its heat. You could see its light. You probably shouldn't look back for too terribly long. It's not good for you. But if you close your eyes, the sun is still there. We know that the sun is still there because we have object permanence as adults. We know that it's still going to continue to give us heat and light, even if our eyes are closed and we're wearing a sun hat, we can't feel the heat. We know the sun is there because we have trust that the sun will always be there. At no point in human history and at no point in human future will we ever look up at the sky and go, no, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. I thought the sun would be here already. It's late. That doesn't happen. It's not as though the earth stops turning ever on its axis, and we look up and go, oh, wow, I guess we won't have any sun today. We all know that that's going to happen. We will have sun in our sky. No matter how much you close your eyes, no matter how much you come into the indoors, no matter how much the rain rains and the clouds cloud, the sun is still there. Object permanence, we know it's always going to be. James is telling his audience that no matter how much trial and tribulation you're going through, that all good things come from God. God is our source of grace. God is our source of mercy. God is actually our source, according to the psalmist, all good things come from God. And there are times in our lives when the clouds move in, when our eyes are closed, when the trials, the temptations, the sorrows find their way into our lives, and it's dark. If we don't have spiritual object permanence, we begin to wonder if God's grace, mercy, strength, and comfort are ever going to come back, when the fact of the matter is, they're still there. It may be harder for us. It may require more effort on our part. It may require trust, assurance, faith, the same sort of thing that we have that the sun is still in the sky. Trust that our God is good. Trust that our God is graceful. Trust that our God is merciful. And trust that our God will get us through to the other side of whatever our darkness is that we're going through. See, as human beings, we're tempted to stare into the darkness, aren't we? We're tempted to focus on the darkness. We're tempted to let ourselves fall into the darkness as though it were a thing that were permanent. And in fact, sometimes it can become terrifyingly permanent seeming to us when we're going through the darkest moments of our lives. Anyone who's ever lost a loved one, struggled with addictions, had a significant change of life as the result of a divorce. These are dark moments. And in those dark moments, it can almost seem as though the darkness is permanent. But the darkness is always temporary. Just like closing your eyes is always temporary. Just like the rain that's going overhead, right this very moment is temporary. God's grace is always above us. God's mercy is always with us. God's love is always for us. And we are told that the day will eventually come when we as God's people will leave this world. And the author James says, in that moment that we will receive, in his words, our crown. Don't know that he means a literal crown. Kind of interesting if we're all walking around heaven with crowns on. Maybe, I don't know, I've never been there. But I think he's talking about our glory. I think he's talking about our reward. I think he's talking about our joy. That when we as human beings focus not on the darkness that's around us, but the promise of the light that's beyond, that's a crown that the world can't take away from us. Might not see it, but we'll see it. And the world can't take it from us. Because it's not from this world. It's from God and heaven. So in those dark moments, those cloudy days, those times when our eyes are tightly shut, we just can't imagine a moment when we're going to open them up again. Remember that the light of God's grace, mercy, and love never ceases, never stops, shines above us always. And that is our source of strength and our hope.